Hi, my name is Ellie Gottheimer. I'm a sophomore at Dwight Englewood, and this is the first episode of Spectrum's revamped podcast. The objective of this podcast is to dig deeper into current events and how they impact Dwight Englewood students on a daily basis. Today's episode is about the election, which took place on November 5th. The outcome of this election revealed that former President Donald Trump would be the 47th president of the United States of America. But today, I'm not here to talk about my political views. I went ahead and interviewed many students before the election on how they thought Dwight Englewood handled the election. To give some insight, the upper school held a series of assemblies leading up to the election with the premise of learning how to talk about politics correctly. They talked about the electoral college system, how the election connects to our school's norms and core values, and the Political Discussion Club also brought in Congressman of the 5th District of New Jersey, Josh Gottheimer, who I will have on a bit later. Let's dive into the interviews.
Hi, I'm here with Isla Woodell, who's in 9th grade. Isla, being new at this school, how do you think Dwight Englewood has handled the upcoming election?
I think Dwight's done a really good job at preparing us all to see like what's going to happen in terms of how people are going to react after the election and to be supportive of everybody's opinions throughout the election process. And I feel well prepared to have these discussions about politics in my community.
Is there anything else you'd like to see Dwight Englewood implement for the next election?
I think going forward, it would be nice to see more clubs maybe or meetings that talk about the direct needs and views of each candidate or the people. But I think Dwight's done a really good job so far this year.
Thank you. I'm here with Jake Opper from the 10th grade. Jake, how do you think Dwight Englewood has handled the upcoming election?
I think they shed light on a topic that we had not had much information on, although I felt that it was redundant and overbearing because of the amount of times that they kept doing it during assembly, especially early in the morning. I felt that there could have been other points conveyed during those assemblies. And what's the other part? Oh, okay. Yeah. So they could handle it better by doing, I think, less assemblies on it. I think it was too much. Yeah.
I'm here with Maya Waslow from the 10th grade. Maya, how do you think Dwight Englewood has handled the upcoming election?
I think they've handled it pretty well because we've had like a lot of informative assemblies about it, and they've been pretty informative as opposed to biased. So.
Would you like to see Dwight Englewood implement any changes in how they handle the next upcoming election in 2028?
The only thing I would say is the assemblies were a lot about how to talk about the election without, like, offending anyone, which obviously is important. But at the same time, like, I think that became very repetitive, and it'd be important to also just, like, give information on the election itself as opposed to just how to talk about the election.
Thank you. I'm here with Nick Bevilacqua in the 10th grade. Nick, how do you think Dwight Englewood has handled the upcoming election?
I just want to say thank you for choosing me to interview. I think it's a touching subject because, look, you can't not inform people about it because people's emotions are very strong on behalf of this subject. So it's really important to be cautious with what you say. But I do think that we had a little too much on it, and not necessarily too much time on it, but just too much of the same stuff. Like, I feel like it was a little bit repetitive towards the end, and I think that content choice could have improved a little bit. Like, it was good, but I just think most kids towards the end got very bored and, like, were just like, I'm not going to this. Like, this is too much. Stop this. Right? And as class coordinator, I got a lot of comments about it, negative and positive, and I think it's good. But I also think it's good to broaden what we talk about. And
Nick, I'm here with Remy Silver in 11th grade. Remy, how do you think Dwight Englewood has handled the upcoming election?
I think Dwight has done a really good job with the election and talking about the important components that come with political conversations. And I feel that the meetings that we had with our advisories and the obvious assemblies were really beneficial for students who didn't really know how to efficiently talk about politics. So I think that we were really informed and educated, and I think it went well.
Thank you. I'm here with Asher Cohen in 12th grade. Asher, how do you think Dwight Englewood handled the election?
I think that the school did a really good job in handling the election in the sense that they created a lot of different spaces for conversations to happen and did a lot of intentional prep, both from skill building and hearing from guests and outside speakers to prepare for the election. The only thing I wish we had a little bit more space for was to actually put our norms and skills for dialogue into progress through actionable conversation about policy. But I think that the norms and guidelines was a really good approach for the school.
Thank you. Hi, I'm here with Lisa Alhonda in the 12th grade. Lisa, how do you think Dwight Englewood has handled the upcoming election?
I think DE has done a great job handling the election. I mean, we've had a lot of assemblies based on like how we should handle like conversations about the election, and I think that it's been very informative learning about things like the Electoral College and such. What I do wish we had, though, was like actual opportunities to put that more into practice, like actually like have conversations with one another based on those norms outside of advisory, maybe mixing advisories, because we spend a lot of time with our advisories. So I think if we had like mixed up conversations maybe between grades, it would have been a lot more useful and also a great way to sort of interact with the community.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Congressman Gottheimer's interview.
I'm here with Congressman Josh Gottheimer of the 5th District of New Jersey. Congressman, you came to Dwight Englewood a couple weeks ago to speak. How is your experience, and how do you think Dwight Englewood overall is handling the upcoming election?
Well, thank you so much for doing this with me, Ellie. What do I think? I think the school did a phenomenal job of making sure that it's educating all the students, those who can vote and those who will vote in the future, about the issues. I thought the questions that the students asked were excellent and on point. I thought it was a really great assembly. And it's important that everyone knows about these issues because they affect everyone in that room and in the school and your future.
Recently, Dwight Englewood had an assembly about how our country is very divided and two-partisan. Congressman, you serve as a co-chair on the Problem Solvers Caucus, where 32 Democrats and 32 Republicans come together to work across the aisle. Can you talk about the divide in our country and your thoughts on it?
Well, if you turn on cable news or look on social media, you would think that all that happens in Washington is people scream and yell at each other. The good news is there are many of us, including the 64 members of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, that go to Washington and focus on where we can agree on what things are best for the country and put the country first instead of screaming and yelling and nastiness. And you know, we get things done in Washington every week that I'm there. It usually doesn't get covered, of course, because they tend to focus more on the people screaming and yelling, because that's a little more interesting than the people who are governing and trying to get things done. But for the country's sake, what's good is there's many of us who are focused on where we can agree and putting Jersey and the country first.
Thank you.
As you can see, Dwight Englewood students have mostly positive opinions on how the administration has handled the election with constructive feedback. Students feel it's important to be educated on this topic and appreciate the administration for doing that. But they also wish they were able to talk about more about policies and not just how to talk about them. In the future, I think it will be an obstacle to figure out how to talk about politics without bias and hurt in our community, but I think Dwight Englewood is on a really great path to open conversation. Please let me know and the Spectrum staff know what other topics you feel are important to our community or would like Spectrum to cover in either a podcast or an article. Spectrum meets in Hajar Auditorium every Monday at 12:50 if journalism is something you'd be interested in. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.